Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, friends. On the way. Yeah, go on, tuck in there then, friends. Good boy. Turn around. Turn right round. Turn right round for me, friends, and sit, please. Sit there. Good boy. Just boarded an 88 bus on Marsham Street in London. And I'm not heading in my usual direction. I would normally be heading, if I got an 88, at least at this time of the evening, I would be heading to Vauxhall Station to go and get a train back to Richmond. I will be going back to Richmond, but first things first, I'm going to go to the Strand. Well, the Strand is not actually my end destination. Covent Garden is my end destination. Longacre, to be correct. I'm going to Stanford's. Stanford's, as many people will know, is the most amazing emporium of travel books and maps. None of which I can now see properly, which is very, very sad to me. However, my travelling companions, companion in the case of my upcoming trip, can see them. So I think maps are very important. In this day and age when everybody's using Google Maps, which are just lines drawn on a computer screen, with no reference around them to there's no context, lacking all the information that you get with OS maps and that sort of thing. I think it's still really important to have a paper map or street map or Atlas or something like that. So this coming weekend, I am going to Bordeaux. I haven't really explored much of France. I've been to the part of the Normandy coast, and I've been to Paris quite a few times, but I've never really gone anywhere else. Really was quite keen to do that, and so I'm going with my good friend London Mark this coming weekend for a short trip down to Bordeaux to go and drink wine, enjoy nice food, generally have a hopefully pretty pleasant time. As usual, you'll know my disliking for short-haul flights in Europe, this trip is no different. We will be taking the train all the way there and back, outward via Lille, and so Eurostar to Lille and TGV from Lille to Bordeaux, and on the way back, TGV to Paris, time in Paris, and then Eurostar back to the UK. So should be interesting. Should be a good trip. But the first thing I need to do is go and get a map of Bordeaux city centre, which will hopefully save us a bit of time, so that we can get an idea of the lie of the land before we get there. Right, somebody's now playing with the bell. The bus I'm on now is it was sitting still. It's now going to turn out to Victoria Street and Parliament Square. I think I need to change buses, actually, because this one's going to Camden Town, which means it's going to turn left and go up Piccadilly, and I would prefer a bus that goes along the Strand. So I think I will hop off at the first stop on the Strand. First stop on... Parliament Street, and see if I can get another one going to the right place. I presume we're now turning onto Parliament Square. I was going to pause the recording, but I'll be getting off in a couple of moments, so I won't do just for the time being, if that's okay by you. Wind forward 2 minutes or so if you want to skip the boring bit of bus.
Parliament Square.
Yeah, we'll go for that. Up, fans. Usual evening London traffic here. Tomorrow's going to be a bit of a interesting day. I'm working from home, but also need to, in the evening, drop off Vance with my mum and then get back home again, and then go across to Mark's just overnight before travelling. It's all going to be a bit frantic, I fear. I'm turning to Parliament Street now. The road which becomes Whitehall. And I'm going to pop off here. I'll be putting in. Forward, Vance. Good lad. Stand there then, Vance. Just stand there, I think. Let's see if we can find out when the next bus is. Turn around, Vance, turn around. So I'm looking at my Bus Times app now. And I'm searching for stops near here. And the app has unhelpfully crashed. Selecting stops again. Let's see, what's this one? Let's go and just go and ask. I think Van, found the door. Found the door. He's silly with me. Excuse me, do you go along the Strand?
By the Strand.
Do you go along the Strand?
No, we don't.
You don't? Okay, thank you. Let's go and try the next one. There seems to be one behind. Find the way, Van. Find the way, Vance, find left. Go on there. Excuse me, do you go along the Strand? You don't? How? You turn left at the end, do you? All right, no problem, thank you. Sorry? 87, yeah, okay, thank you.
What number
are
you looking for?
87
or
11. 87 or 11.
87 or 11, no, 159 and 24.
Right, no problem, thank you. Check if he's going to do that. We'll check. Do you go along the Strand?
No.
You don't, you turn left, but do you before? All right, that's fine, thank you. Another one coming in. Let's try this one. He's whizzing miles past.
Where are you going?
I need a bus towards the Strand. So either 11 or 87,
yeah,
I think.
We're waiting on an 11.
Oh, is this here?
Oh,
well, you're waiting for one. Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
Steady, Vance. No, there seems to be no end of buses going the other way.
Yeah, I know.
It's always the way, isn't it?
But the 11 to frequency.
Except when you want to.
It was never that.
It's true. Terrible. I think we should have tourist-free days,
nightmare.
Don't you? Might not go down very well, maybe.
Especially not with the economy.
Quite possibly. I could have walked in the time it's taking for this.
I know. Not with the number of people around.
No, it's true. Okay. Go through Victoria at some point, I think, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's a 453.
Okay. Where's this one going then?
Marylebone,
okay. Heck, if a lot of buses go up via Piccadilly, I would never have realised it. Yeah, well, yes, it's true. They'll be all bumper to bumper, won't they? It's true. Really? Wow. Maybe he wouldn't mind stopping at the Strand. Fans, just wait, please. If I take my phone out and look up the bus, it's bound to come. Any idea what letter bus stop this is?
Yes, it's an A.
It's A, yeah, okay. There's 1 minute to an 11.
1 minute?
Yeah, 1 minute. Oh, we'll see if the technology works.
They're pretty good.
It is reasonably good, yeah. Yeah, it is, yeah.
There you go.
Amazing. Come on then, fans. All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Hand the door, Vance. Hop on. Thank you. Yeah, 11. Thank you very much. Sorry. Yeah, Vance.
Do you want to sit down?
No, it's okay. I'm not going too far. Thank you. Excuse me, could I put my dog against the side here, please? Thank you very much. Thank you. Sit there, Vance. Thank you. Right, well, we are unmistakably at Covent Garden. You can hear cheering in the background. You can hear people chattering as they queue for something. Vance tried taking me into said queue. Come on, Vance, find the way. You can hear a busker up here. Thankfully, I was only on the bus for a very short time before we made it to the Strand to here. Forward, Vance. In the way, Vance. So I'm just going around the outside of the old flower market, and then I'm going to head up towards Covent Garden Station. And Vance! This is not good! Get back off here and find your way properly. Find the way, come on. Come on. They have these ramps that come down out of the flower market bit. And rather than go round the ramp, Vance is taking me across them, which is not helpful. I mean, you can do that, it's just a little step, but surely it would be more sensible to go round the other end. Anyway, yeah, so I'm basically finding my way to Longacre. We got here. We normally have like a Chinese artist here. This is outside the opera house. Yep. By the way, Vance. I suppose it's fitting that in order to find a travel bookshop, you have to roam somewhat. As it's not an ordeal, but, you know, an adventure. Different buses squeezing through the crowds of Covent Garden. Okay, we're now walking up. Find the way, Vance. No problem, sorry. Find the way, Vance. We're now walking up the road. It probably has a name, but I don't know it. Up towards Longacre. Find the way, big dog. Come on, Vance, find the way. Good boy. Come on, Vance, on you go. Good boy. Sorry. On you go, big dog. Find the way, big dog. Find the way. Straight on. Find the way, big dog. Come on. Find the way, big dog. Come on. Not today, Vance. We've got straight on, please. Straight on. No, not even that way. Straight on, Vance, please. No, Vance, not today. Find the way, Vance. Excuse me, please. Thank you very much. Find left, Vance. That's it. Not today. Not today. Vance is trying to take me into the station, but we've just managed to avoid that. I then thought there was something in front of me, but there wasn't. Minor heart attack. Right, Stamford's is somewhere down here. I need to just get the right shop now. I never get it first time. Find the way, Vance. Leave it, Vance. Sorry. No, it's okay. Come on, Vance. Find the way, Vance.
I give this good
as Find the way, big dog. Find the way. I hope it's open. I mean, according to Google, it was supposed to be open to 8 o'clock. Who knows? What's this? Is that it? No, that sounds like a closed shop. We've gone further down here than I was expecting to go, but maybe I just don't remember it right. Steady guys. More clothes. I know what that one was. It wasn't a bookshop. And the way back. Wow. Far more shops than I ever believed down here. Straight on, fast. Find the way, Vance. Where's that Stanford's gone, Vance? Can you find it? What's that? Straight on. Unless that's Stanford's. Find the way, Vance. I feel work. Whereas, you know. Oh, hang on. That could be it. I think that might be it. Go on, Vance, find the way. Let me just check this one. Excuse me, is this Stanford's?
Yes.
Cheers, brilliant, thank you. Find the way, Vance. Right, somebody in front of a counter and somebody to help. Find the way, Vance. The smell is glorious. Love the smell of bookshops. Find the way, Vance. Okay.
I'm tempted to grab at your dog and give him a cuddle.
He is, yes. He gets a lot of attention.
Oh, well, I'll give you some attention as well.
Thank you, you're very kind.
Hello.
Just stand there then. Hello, is there somebody who could give me a hand looking for something, please?
Certainly, yeah. What sort of thing do you want?
I'm looking for a street map of Bordeaux.
Right, okay. That'll be upstairs. I'll get someone to
okay.
get it for you.
I mean, I can go upstairs and wait for them if that's easier or...
Okay, so there should be somebody upstairs.
There should be somebody up there. Yeah. Whereabouts is... I mean, is there a till or something if I went to it?
There is,
that,
yeah.
Okay, so. Could you roughly tell me where it is? Because obviously I'm visually impaired, so it's a bit difficult to...
I'll get someone to get it for you.
Is that all right?
Bordeaux,
yeah. Thank you. Okay, fine. Fine, no problem. Sorry, overcomplicating everything. Right, lovely and quiet at this time.
Street plan of Bordeaux. Street plan of Bordeaux. Yes. Can we just get one?
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever we've got.
Preferably something in a booklet form rather than fold out if there is something
okay.
like that. And, you know, as good a scale as you can get, really.
Gotcha.
Okay, thank you. Lovely and quiet coming at this time. Sit there, Vance.
Which is okay. 13,000.
Yep.
Or the other one, which is a booklet style. Jobby.
Yep.
Actually, no, it does. It's fold out.
Oh, it's fold out from a booklet.
From
okay.
A booklet, which is 1 to 17,000.
1 to 17. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. Which
how does it look to you on the sort of clarity of the mapping?
I haven't looked at either of them actually. I will have a quick open and.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll just rest them on here.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll come over. That's fine.
Let's have a look. That's...
Sorry.
Right. No,
sit
no,
there, Van.
I'm a dog person.
Good, good.
I know it can be kind of awkward with people who don't.
Absolutely. Well, people seem to either love German Shepherds or run away from them. So.
My grandmother had two when I was a very young kid, and they were lovely.
Really? So, okay. So that's stayed with you.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. This one, you've got sort of a the centre of the city. It's got sort of an enlarged.
Yep.
Section somewhere. But it's not that clear. Or maybe this one. I don't know if this one is the clearest. I'm going to say the other one's going to be better.
Okay.
On a whim. But we'll open it up and I'm okay. Trying to confirm my suspicions that it will be.
See, the tricky thing is, I mean, I used to be able to see maps a bit, but I'm getting to the point now where I can't really. But so it's,
yeah.
So it's more getting it for my travelling companion who
see, yeah,
who hopefully should be able to read it.
Ideally.
Ideally, yeah, absolutely.
I would say this one is clearer.
Okay, and which scale was that? Was that
that's the larger scale?
Okay,
113.
Okay.
117,000.
Fine.
As well.
Okay.
It has a little metro map in
yep.
Sort of an index and so on as well. So I think
yep.
That's probably going to be your best bet.
Perfect. And how much is that one?
$625.
Okay.
That
sounds
actually
fine.
The cheaper of the two.
Well, that makes a change for me to choose something cheap.
I'd say that's the one. I'll just fold this
perfect.
Back up. And then, oh,
sorry.
That's all right.
Yep, yep, fine.
Hand it over to one of my colleagues.
Splendid. That map will never be so well folded again. Once my friend has had it, it will have holes in it. And
we get rather used to folding them. It's sort of second nature.
I'm sure, yeah.
In terms of that sort of thing.
Well, I'll bring it back here to be folded afterwards. So.
Yeah. I'll hand that over to you, John.
That's perfect.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you for your help.
That's all right.
Oh, sorry.
No,
turn around, Vance.
No, he's just bless him.
Is that better?
Oh, yes.
You get past.
£6.24.
Okay. Do you do contactless payments?
No, we don't.
You don't? Okay, so you just slot it in. Fine. Could you possibly slot that in for me then? Thank you. Perfect, thank you. Perfect, thank you very much indeed. Come on, Franz. Stand there. Wait. Just you wait there, Mr. Hound. Wait. Just stand, please. Wait, Vance. dear. No, there are other dogs in there. Come on then, Howdy. Right, let's go and attack the Piccadilly line. Maybe we should call Fee first. Right, fine, right. That's it. Oh, there's a step, isn't there? Good boy. Well done. Find right, Handy. Right, I'll tell you what, Vance. We'll just stand here to the side just before you get into your swing. I'm going to stop my recording because it's already been boring enough for everybody. then call Fee and then go and get the tube. Everybody, if anybody has made it this far, I will be devising a cunning hashtag to use for the weekend. Watch this space. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I will tag this one with it when I think about it, think of it. But for now, over and out from me, standing outside Stanford's on Long Acre in London, having just bought a map of Bordeaux, ready for my holiday this coming weekend.